I was watching you cooking yesterday on TV. Waiting for the Riot Fest lineup to be talked about, because that was the big news. And
it was a really slow news day yesterday.
I guess.
They're acting like this Riot Fest is a Middle East peace accord. It's moving stadiums. Big deal.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal to me. But, hey, you know, for some people, it's a big deal. So
who's playing?
We cover it all. The headliners. Now, all you old-timers, get ready to go. I don't know any of these groups. I don't know who any of these people are.
I'm ready.
I'll bet you do know. Fall Out Boy,
yeah.
I'll bet you know. They're the opening night headliners on Friday, September 20th. On the 21st, it's Beck and the group Pavement.
Oh, I love Beck.
And then the heavy metal icon Slayer.
Sherbert.
Yeah, man, they're the headliners on Sunday, the 22nd. Rap superstars Public Enemy are among the headliners. The Marley Brothers, Offspring, St. Vincent, Bright Eyes, Rob Zombie.
Wow.
Dr. Dog, Sublime. I said Pavement already. Yeah, those are the biggest names that are appearing for the whole thing. 1, 2, and 3 day passes are now on sale for this major news story. If there are any updates, we'll break right into regular programming and let you know.
Riot Fest special reports.
Here's Pam Zuckman.
I would love
to see her cover that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Sony Pictures is buying some cinemas. Is this unheard of? What's going on?
It was unheard of for a very long time. In 1948, the Supreme Court issued a decision saying that movie studios could not own movie theaters, calling it a conflict of interest, which kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
That was until 2020. Everything has loosened up right now. I don't exactly understand why it's not a conflict of interest anymore, but what happened yesterday was that Sony Pictures Entertainment purchased the famous Alamo Drafthouse cinema chain that filed for bankruptcy. Alamo Drafthouse is a really big mega theater chain, mostly in Texas and in the South. They do have one location on Clark Street in the Wrigleyville neighborhood here in Chicago. But now they and Netflix and Amazon are the only film studios that now also own film theaters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good for Sony Pictures. The big get bigger, the littler, the small get smaller. That's what's happened. Kevin Jonas, one of the Jonas Brothers, had some surgery. I was peeking over my shoulder watching this on TV this morning.
The actual surgery?
No. He was you were talking to him.
Do you like watching surgery video?
Sometimes.
I've decided I have too weak of a stomach that if I see an incision or anything, I'm practically passing out.
Yeah, that's my husband Jimmy Mack is like that. I kind of like to watch it.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I'm kind of weird like that.
You are kind of weird like that.
I know.
Yeah. He just had, I shouldn't say just, but he had some skin cancer surgery. They found basal cell carcinoma near his hairline. I remember what those are. And they cut it out. They put a Band-Aid basically on it and send you on your way. But he encouraged all of his followers yesterday, get your moles checked.
You got to do the mole check.
Yeah, I'm going to have T-shirts made that say that. Get your moles checked. Because you never know. You know, you get some unusual growths. You never know what it could be. Better to be safe than sorry. The Skin Cancer Foundation says that early detection is the key when it comes to skin cancer. And we're in that time of year when everybody's outside. Not right now because it's going to rain any second. But, yesterday with all that beautiful sunshine out there yesterday, That's dangerous.
You know, I know. We're at the age, Dean, where I don't know about you, but I used baby oil. SPF, what was that when I was growing up?
Right.
And we're the people that are, they're finding it on.
Yeah, that's basically what we used to do back in the day with the baby oil. I did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically basting yourself like a nice roast beef or like a nut. Like a nice chicken.
Like a gyros on the spit,
well,
you know?
You're basting yourself with, like, olive oil, basically.
Well, you are Greek.
When you do that. But that's, like, the craziest thing in the world that we could do. And, you know, the doctor, you know, I have these little, a lot of people get these little brown marks, you know, on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call them age marks, age spots.
Yeah.
And my dad had millions of them, so, you know, I guess I inherited them from him. But I was showing them to my dermatologist, and I said, yeah, I have these age spots. Is, you know, anything I can do? He goes, I hate to tell you, my friend, that's not age spots. That is skin damage from the sun.
Oh.
That's what those are from. So if you want to avoid these ugly spots all over yourself, protect yourself from the sun. That's all there is to it. Throw a little SPF on there.
And wear a turtleneck. It's Wendy Ann for Bob. Bob Surratt returns on Monday morning. And we're talking to Dean Richards. And I understand you talked to Mr. Oye Como Va.
Mr. Carlos Santana himself coming to the Credit Union One Napa Theater, or whatever they're calling that theater out in Tinley Park this week. They seem to change the name every week out there. But he's going to be out there on June the 29th with Counting Crows.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show.
Yeah, we always enjoy talking with Mr. Santana. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He's a 10-time Grammy winner. He's legendary. He's an artist. He's an activist. And he loves the legacy of the music born in Chicago, as he told us.
I look forward to coming to Chicago because I identify 1,000% with the greatest gift that Chicago has given to the world, which is the blues. You know, and Memphis as well. But Chicago's a different thing. I like it because it's dangerous. You know, it was dangerous to go to that part of town at night and get it, you know, but I have to go. When I come to Chicago, I say the same thing every year. Where's the statue of Muddy Waters? Where's the avenue? You know, Chicago is the mecca for blues. There wouldn't be Rolling Stones. There wouldn't be Led Zeppelin. There wouldn't be Jimi Hendrix. There wouldn't be Cream without Chicago.
He's right.
He is totally right.
We do not pay proper legacy to some music that was greatly influenced here, right here in the city of Chicago. So Credit Union One Amphitheater, Tinley Park, June 29th. Santana and Counting Crows. That should be a fantastic show. Before we run out of time, can I tell you about the big burger controversy that came up yesterday?
Yes.
You know, I was outside yesterday with my cooking segment, and we were doing Father's Day burgers. It was really mostly like the biggest charcuterie board of toppings ever, with, you know, really, really good burgers. And we had all the usual stuff that you would find to put on a burger.
Where's the beef?
But some unusual things also, like we made a Hawaiian burger, which was really delicious, that had a teriyaki, mayo, pineapple. It had some caramelized onions and some barbecue sauce that was delicious.
Mm.
Of course, I made a Greek burger with feta cheese and onions and tomatoes. But the one that got the most, really all I've been doing is answering mail about the peanut butter, jelly, and sriracha burger that a listener suggested to me on this past Sunday show. And I thought, that sounds gross. Peanut butter and jelly and sriracha on a burger sounds gross. It was so delicious.
Really?
I could not believe it. I was fully expecting to trash it, you know, after I took a bite live on the air. I didn't try it ahead of time because I wanted an honest reaction to it. But the kind of the creaminess of the peanut butter, the sweetness of the jelly, and then the tartness of the sriracha sauce with the burger was a really, really, really good combination. I know a lot of people are still saying, no way, I would never do it, but you want to try something a little unusual, I highly recommend it. A light layer of peanut butter, a little more jelly, and don't be stingy with the sriracha sauce on there, because it's the sriracha that really makes the big difference on this whole thing.
Where's the beef?
Hey, peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Yep.
All right. Well, I won't try that. I don't even really like peanut butter.
What?
I know. Real quickly.
I can't be friends with you anymore.
Oh, come on. Real quickly, a legendary country writer dies. Can you do this quickly?
Oh, yeah. The a writer who gave us Suspicious Minds from Elvis, who gave us Always on My Mind from, the great
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson song, who gave us Hooked on a Feeling. Mark James is his name. He passed away. And he died in his home in Nashville, member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He is listed as writing among the 100 greatest songs of the 20th century. 2 Grammy Awards.
Ah, oh, bless him. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
See ya. Peanut butter.
Jelly.